Joining me now, a trucker here in the U.S., Brian Isley. Brian, it's great to have you. This is primarily a Canadian issue, but as we saw there, it is having an impact in the States. Are U.S. truckers on board with this? Do they support it?
Hey, thank you for having me tonight. It's an honor to be on with you to clarify a lot of this. It's a very popular thing that's growing in the community right now. Guys are all about this. There are a little bit of misinformation going around that this might affect the Super Bowl or the State of the Union. It's not exactly going to line up with the timeline that's currently set. Currently, there isn't really a timeline to follow, but these guys are committed. They have seen that our neighbors to the north really took a giant step forward and have made the elites of Canada hurt with what they're doing. You know, this is working. The only bad tactic is a tactic that doesn't work, and this one works. You know, shutting down this bridge isn't ideal. It wasn't the initial goal, but it's really drawn more attention to this than they ever thought it possibly could.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about Sarnia and Windsor being two of the largest ports that they go that you can go in and out of Canada with. If this were to affect Niagara Falls, I mean, that's the other one that's going to feed most of your eastern corridor. This thing could get a whole lot bigger, bigger than it already has with the automakers doing what they're doing.
Right. What is the timeline, Brian? You mentioned that. Is there anything, in your opinion, that might be in the works in the U.S. that would look similar to this?
There absolutely is something in the works, and I know that on firsthand knowledge, but we're not really trying to go too public with it. We're trying to keep it in-house as much as we can because we want to make sure that this stays a grassroots movement. The guys that are involved in this are really dedicated, hardworking guys. They just want to put food on their family's table. And a lot of the guys that go across the border are a subset of a subset in the industry. Not many guys already qualified to go in and out of Canada before all of these mandates came into effect. And now it's that much more difficult. My company here, we're a local company, so I physically won't be able to go to the protest where it begins. And what I've seen is we've seen at least a triple or quadruple of the amount of cross-docking that we do because guys that were eligible just 3 weeks ago are no longer eligible. So we have drivers coming in, dropping four or five pallets here. And then another driver who is Canada eligible has to come down from, say, New Brunswick, grab it and bring it up. It adds two or more days and a lot of extra cost to something that's already not cheap to go in and out of Canada.
You'd be willing to shut down borders, Brian, like we're seeing in Windsor? I'm just curious because I think it feels to me like maybe the U.S. truckers have taken the temperature on this and they realize we're all dealing with an awful lot, not to mention inflation, supply chain, COVID, all these other things. The last thing we need right now is another roadblock like this.
People may see this as a harsh measure, but you know, shutting down the border to us, to them really, is no different than having their livelihood shut down. I mean, you can't shut down a global economy at this point. And that's really what the United States and Canada, and we're one giant global economy. And we, at the very beginning, agreed that 15 days to slow the spread turned into 2 years to slow the spread. It has gone on for far too long. And the only reason somebody is taking notice lately, it seems, here in the United States, is not because, you know, child suicide is up and it's, you know, a number of percent. There you have the at-home problems, child abuse, spousal abuse, that is all up. Substance abuse is up. It's not these reasons that people are taking down their mandates, the mask mandates or vaccine mandates or anything like that. It's because of some other reason, and I suspect maybe internal
polling. What would you want?
Just recently
what would you want, Brian? Why would you do this? Why would you blockade? Because truckers here don't need to be vaccinated, which is the issue in Canada.
It's not just the vaccine mandate that's the problem. We're talking about freedom. This is a God-given right. I should be able to make a delivery to a storefront in New York City without having to do something with my body and my medical history that I don't think I should be doing. In order to travel into the United States, you know, these people need to be vaccinated or quarantined for 14 days. There are other options, but it's not a viable option when these guys are trying to make a living.
Right.
14 days between your delivery and your next pickup could mean them making your mortgage or not.
All right, Brian Isley, we appreciate you being with us tonight. Thank you for your insight, your point of view. Take care.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
You too.